Hallo!
Hallo!
So, Groot FM 90.5, so jou mense, my mense, Span, het verlede week vir Tebogo Maredi van Sosangwe gaan dankie sê, saam met 'n groep mense wat 'n groot verskil maak, want hulle wou ook saam met ons vir Tebogo dankie sê vir die groot verskil wat hy maak in die kinders, in die honde se lewens, in die gemeenskap van Sosangwe, deur die broodjies wat hy maak, deur die vertroue wat hy bou, deur die verhoudings wat hy bou, en dit was 'n lieflike dag, en bly ingeskakel, want Tebogo het baie goeie nuus ontvang. So Clarissa Botha, also one of our great friends, is here today. Clarissa Botha, what would you like to tell Tebogo?
Hi Tebogo, from the Inani Startwell Foundation, today we would like to bless you and the work you do for the children with the porridge. It's actually a nutrient dense meal we give to you guys, so that you can give to a porridge to the children in the morning. It's packed with proteins and vitamins. It will make them healthy for the winter, and we trust that we can keep on providing this to you and the community.
Oh no, that will be nice. Oh, thank you.
And it's very easy. It's easy. You mix it. Yeah. Only mix it with water.
Yeah.
It's very easy to do, and it gives them all the nutrients and all the building blocks there a whole body need for the entire day.
No, thank you a million times, because now it's winter time. Our biggest worry was that we're giving children bread. So most of the time they feel a bit cold, and also during the weekend, sometimes they do come to my place asking for coffee or something a bit cold. So at least with that we can at least try to extend a little bit, and also in the on the weekend we can also just give them a porridge maybe early in the morning.
Yes, if you mix it with warm water, it's a hot meal. It's a whole meal in itself. So for with that, we would like to bless you.
No, thank you. Thank you a million times.
Thank you for the work.
Thank you. Really, really appreciate that a lot.
So Tebogo, now we have Francois Skumbi, and he's from Kerk Sonder Mure in Centurion, and he was also really touched by what you are busy doing.
Okay. Yes, Tebogo, we are so privileged to be a community church, and because we a missional church, we believe that we always want to assist and be involved where the real need is. And when we heard about the story from Groot FM about you doing so much good in your community to address this need, this real need of, and specifically of children, KSM felt that we also want to be part of this blessing today. So we brought there on our bucky, which we will offload to you just now. We have got 2,000 dry ration meals. Right, that our senior ministry at the church specially packed for you yesterday morning. They got together for 3 hours and they packed everything nicely for you. Now Tebogo, this food, you will see there's a label on that says do good food. And it's a feeding scheme that we've started in Centurion to look after projects like you. So we will team up with the rest of the family and see what the future looks like. And see if we can't do something to also not support you only this once off, but support you maybe in the months to come. All right.
No,
thank you. And then we also have 200 2 liters of cool drinks that we also
thank you.
That we will add to you that you can treat them with. Now you'll see there's lots of instructions on the packet of how you can prepare it. If you're going to prepare it as a stew, you can feed 2,000 people. If you're going to cook soup of it, you can even feed more people. All right.
No,
I hope that will help.
No, thank you a million times.
And we are really proud of you. We always say to our people that it doesn't help us going to church week after week, receiving a message, but we never go out and be church in the world. And you are church here in Sosangwe. And that is an example to us. So thank you very much.
No, thank you very much.
Tebogo, but wait, there's more. We have Michelle Tesna from Sunbake here today. Michelle, what would you like to say?
Tebogo, I think just, you know, based on what everyone else is saying here, you know, your commitment within your community is commendable. Sunbake as a brand is really also all about giving back to the community, and we support the communities that we play in. And really it also aligns to RCL's vision. We're part of RCL Foods, And RCL Foods' vision is more food to more people more often. Yeah. And I think that aligns with everything that you're doing here beautifully. So, again, I think, as the other gentleman said previously, thank you. And I think this is humble beginnings that will grow into something bigger and better.
Yeah.
And as a brand, obviously, we'd also like to offer you our support. Bread, unfortunately, is short dated, or not short dated, but it has a short shelf life.
Yeah.
So we've got some stock for you in the Bucky as well. I know you like to make sandwiches for the kids.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, each and every day we make sandwiches for children, like 90 children. So per day we use like 14 loaves of bread.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So again, God bless. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And keep doing the good work you're doing.
It's like a dream. As if maybe I can just let myself back to.
But we also would like to pinch ourselves to be privileged enough to be part of a movement as this. So Tebogo from Groot FM 90.5 and from our family, and we are not done with you yet.
Yeah.
So we are standing here with a grateful heart towards them, towards every single contribution, towards the Lord that facilitated this appointment with you. Not only today, but a few weeks back when our paths first crossed.
Yeah.
So we heard now that you are getting supplies from Sunbake.
Yeah.
You are getting nutritional food from Kerk Sonder Mure, from the Unani Foundation, the Startwell Porridge. So we know you need a place to store that, and you know, for the bread's shelf life in specific as well, you'd probably need a test freezer.
Yeah.
So Tebogo, it is our privilege from Groot FM 90.5 to bring you a Groot ijskas. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so there's someone that couldn't be here, and that is also a big part of our family, that's EcoMed Medical, and they were also so inspired by your story, Tebogo, and they would like to give you an amount of 10,000 rand.
Oh, wow. No, thank you.
And for every month, from now, 5,000 rand a month. December 2023, Tebogo. So we're also very grateful. Okay, so Tebogo, you have food supplies, you have bread, you have now a chest freezer. So where on earth are we going to put all this?
Yeah.
In what box?
On top of my shirt. Yeah, we can make a double portion.
We need a big box to put all this in there. Willie Maton from Big Box Container, what would you like to say?
Tebogo, on our way here, we got a bit lost, and we saw this red container, and I know, well, that is the beacon. We need to go to that beacon.
Yeah.
I think I hope the red container will be the beacon for you and your community.
Yeah.
And someone wise told me a while ago that you must always leave a legacy behind.
Yeah.
So keep on leaving a legacy behind.
Yeah.
So from Big Box, we're privileged to give you the keys to your castle.
Most of the time we worry about, because we usually work there by the bridge. So sometimes it's raining. So sometimes we don't even, because I have a 12-year-old. So most of the time, because we short staffed. So most of the time we also go that side with the child, because sometimes we prepare food just there, because we can't prepare food here, so that people can just see us making food. So most of the time my girlfriend, she takes also my boy that side, whether it's cold, whether it's, so we just have to go there each and every morning. So sometimes even during the rain we just go there. So we very 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 thankful and very very grateful for what you're doing, because
that's a vocal. And just to add on, Willy, thank you so much too. So we decided to put branding on, and we are going to call it Malumi's Movement.
Oh, oh, Malumi's, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, because everybody calls me Malumi. Malumi, no, thank I just thank God for, as a firm believer, there's been a brown bid. My girlfriend can attest to that. There's been a brown bid coming into my house because we just moved. We just got this place last week because we wanted to be more accessible.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Good timing.
Yeah. Wow. So there's a small brown bread bed that always came into our house like two or three times a day. So most of it, just after asking that, why is this bed coming into the house? And we're told that bed, it symbolizes good luck and big changes.
Yeah,
so this is the biggest change ever.
I mean,
this is I just don't know what to say, but this is the biggest thing that you've ever, that anybody have ever done to me, because children and animals are close to my heart. So for me to sustain what we're doing, it was always a struggle. I sleep for 1 hour. Every night I sleep for 1 hour. I work throughout the day, going out, asking for money, for your... No, thank you a million times. I'm really, really, really grateful. And also having somewhere where we can work, then somewhere safe where we can put our stuff, because we stay in a shack. Most of the supplies, they won't fit into the check. So with this, I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you a million times. I'm more than grateful.
It is our privilege.
Yeah,
no,
thank you a lot.
Satabogo, we have a very special friend here today with us, and that is Rita Ingembeek from SPAR, and they already have made such a big contribution with 1,500 rand per month gift voucher from SPAR, and she's here today to also just meet you and be part of this big picture and this big moment, and she would like to say something to you as well.
We know as far, we love to make a difference in the community, and we see that in you and that you care for your community, and that's what we are so proud of you. And today I've brought you 25 pairs of the Bata shoes, so you can give it to kids. There's different sizes that you can give to kids in this winter so that they can have shoes for the winter. I've brought you, for the dogs, I've brought you 10 bags of dog food that you can feed the dog, and then I've brought you some SPAR jam and SPAR peanut butter for the sandwiches, just to help you out, just for that little extra for the winter.
Yeah,
okay.
No, thank you. Thank you a million times.
So,
also for the
shoes and everything.